Todd Boersma with the Michigan Gambling Opposition. He and I had a great conversation yesterday. There are three casino proposals on the table, one of which the mayor, Virge Bonero, is supporting here in town. And we've talked quite a bit about what different perspectives feel about these proposals, and we wanted to get Todd's perspective. Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
What is Michigan Gambling Opposition, or MISGO?
Well, it's an organization on the west side of the state that was birthed from the movement of a casino, the Gun Lake Tribe, pursued and achieved. It started about 10 years ago. And, you know, we looked into the issue and saw all the faults in it and have fought hard against that. And we're successful for about 10 years, a little over 10 years, and we've expanded our base to help other organizations that try to fight them in other areas based on the knowledge and experience that we attained from our experience.
We have had much conversation here in the mid-Michigan area about the proposed casinos. There's three deals, more than 20 throughout the state of Michigan. From your perspective, would a casino in Lansing be good?
You know, the economists and even the legislators feel, everybody that I've talked to feel, that they have a negative impact. They're not a way to form a solid economic base or to build an economy. Governor Granholm stated that just before she actually signed the compact for the one over here. And they just have a feeling that, you know, if they don't negotiate, they're going to be forced to have one, which is not true. The problem is that there's a lot of money behind them. They get supported by outside interests. Typically Las Vegas, that was our situation over here. And the legislators get pressured to do other things based on money.
Well, what we hear is it's going to create jobs because there's the construction of the facility, and then it's going to create jobs and taxes for the entities that they're in as they operate, and it will actually be a positive effect on a community. What's your perspective?
Well, initially you're going to have jobs created because you have to build the facility, which is construction jobs and so on. But after it's built, the management companies bring in their people for the jobs that we need, which are to support family jobs, I call them, not the above minimum wage jobs, which is difficult to support a family. We need jobs that we can support families with. The other thing is that the money that comes into these is directly comes out of the economic base of the communities, typically within a 50-mile radius. And, I mean, we're talking millions of dollars coming out of the economy. And the problem is people go there and they spend their money, their usable money, on gambling, which, as we all know, is not a favorable odds to win. And it's money that's typically used for home improvement, auto improvement, vacation, this type of thing, which is really what feeds the economy, which is what gets things moving. And over here, I mean, we've seen the social impact has been really devastating. I mean, we had a township official out here that embezzled over $60,000. You know, we've had people staying at the casino for days on end. You know, there was one guy found. There's just a lot of negative impacts. People come home. It's kind of hard to explain to your wife that, hey, honey, you know, I spent our, you know, this money we set aside at the casino, and you know, which leads to divorce, domestic violence, things like that. So we see it as a really negative impact socially as well as for the economy.
Well, we have talked to people who say that those things happen at a very small percentage of people who gamble. And when you look at it from the perspective of how much money is pumped into education, it's no different than going to the racetrack or doing some other type of leisure activity.
Well, you know, they said the same thing about the lottery. And, you know, our public schools over here on our side of the state and in Detroit are not faring very well. And, you know, any legislator, they'll tell you that the budget is a big thing, and the education one is probably the biggest one that they struggle with. And, you know, why do they struggle with it if we've got all this money that they say is being pumped in from the lottery? Basically, it's a shell game. They take the money that would have been spent there and don't use it for that, and then the lottery money is basically used for the government to spend as they deem necessary for other programs. And quite frankly, it's not working. We have a budget crisis. Again, it's not the way to build an economic base.
Todd Borsma is the president of MISHGO, which is the Michigan Gambling Opposition. Tom, when I'm on your website now, and if you click on the truth, instances of what can happen include bankruptcy, bad business decisions, family concerns, gambling addiction, embezzlement to pay off your debt, crime, teen gambling, biblical perspective, suicide, just a menagerie of issues. Tell me, how is teen gambling a serious concern?
Well, it is. I mean, it gets people started early. It's very addictive. I mean, it's been shown that it is an addictive thing and people can get hooked on it. I mean, I'm a competitive person. I love playing games. There's a lot of people with aggressive personalities that like to win and like to have fun and play games. And on the outside, it looks innocent and it looks fun. But once you get in and you get going and all of a sudden you're losing and you want to win, you just keep going. And before you know it, you're going to the ATM 5-6 times and you're down 5-6 grand. Well, for a lot of working families, that's a lot of money. And you'd be surprised at how many people get addicted. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, and they're ashamed of it. It's hard for them to come out and say, hey, I lost this. Anytime you talk to anybody that's been to a casino, all you hear about is what they've won. Well, they're not going to share with you the times that they've lost. And it's a losing deal. And that's why they've been illegal since 1990. You know, they were deemed illegal. They were only allowed in Vegas, you know, because the desert was desolate and they needed something to do with this. So they said, we'll make it legal just here. Well, now it's spread all over the country. Everywhere you go, there's a casino.
Todd, I was trying to find evidence, and I couldn't, on what the percentage is of the gamblers that go in there that end up in trouble, whether it's addicted to gambling or doing things to support that habit. Are there any numbers from what you know?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but John Kent, he's an economist, and he actually, I believe it's 50% become highly addicted. I don't know that there's a number for people that get, you know, addicted to a point where they're not going bankrupt or committing, you know, attempting suicide and that type of thing. It's staggering, though, when you look at some of the numbers. I mean, we spend some of the things from these economists, Granoles and Kent, you know, they've stated things like, you know, we spend more money on gambling than we do food, groceries. I mean, that one really shocked me when I heard that. The other one was, you know, the state, you mentioned earlier, the state always talks about, yeah, but we're taking in all this money. Well, they've done studies on this also. You know, I'm not an economist, but these guys are, and they do these studies. And for every dollar that the state takes in, they say it costs them double that back in social costs and municipal costs. I mean, the Detroit casino, there's a big article on that because the money they were getting wasn't enough to cover the ambulance, the police, these municipal costs that are involved with a casino coming in. It wasn't enough to cover it.
Todd Borsma is the president of the Michigan Gambling Opposition. Todd, for people who want more information about your organization, where can they go?
MISHGO.com, MISHGO.org. That's the best place to go. You can find it. Just Google MISHGO, and it'll direct you right to the site. There's quite a bit of information on there from these economists. And
all right, Todd, thanks.
Good stuff to know.
Thanks so much. I have a feeling we're going to talk with you again as we move forward in the process with determining whether we'll have a casino here in Lansing. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.